This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth 5,000 crore rupees across various sectors at Jodhpur in Rajasthan today. These projects include the foundation stone for a 350-bedded trauma center and critical care hospital block at All India Institute of Medical Sciences in Jodhpur, and 7 critical care blocks under Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission to be developed across the state. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone for the development of the state-of-the-art new terminal building at Jodhpur Airport to be built at a cost of 480 crore rupees. He dedicated to the nation IIT Jodhpur campus and upgradation of the infrastructure at Central University of Rajasthan. He also laid the foundation stone of multiple road development projects and dedicated 2 other rail projects. Prime Minister Modi flagged off 2 new train services in Rajasthan, including a new train Runicha Express connecting Jaisalmer to Delhi and a new heritage train connecting Marwar Junction to Khamli Ghat. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said that Rajasthan is a state where the glory of ancient India is visible in the country's valor, prosperity and culture. He said it is important that Rajasthan, which represents India's past glory, should represent India's future as well. He said it is possible only when, from Mewar to Marwar, the entire Rajasthan scales new heights of development and modern infrastructure is built in the state. The Prime Minister said central government is working for the development of rail and road infrastructure in Rajasthan as well as for the rapid development in every sector. Mr. Modi emphasized that the projects launched today will give impetus to strengthen the regional economy as well as create new employment opportunities while also giving new energy to the tourism sector in the state. Late in the day, Mr. Modi reached Jabalpur in Madhya Pradesh, where he will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation several development projects worth more than 12,600 crore rupees. In Sikkim, the death toll following the devastating flash flood has mounted to 14, while around 102 people are reported to be missing. The flash floods were triggered by the sudden glacial lake outburst over Lonak Lake in North Sikkim in the Tista River in Lachen Valley yesterday. The search and rescue operation for the missing persons continues in the marooned areas of the state. The troops of Trishakti Corps are extending medical aid to civilians and tourists stranded in the areas of Chung Thang, Lachung and Lachen in North Sikkim. The Madhya Pradesh government has issued a notification for providing a 35% reservation for women in government departments barring the forest department in the state. The state government has introduced amendments to the Madhya Pradesh Civil Services Special Provision for Appointment of Women Rules 1997 to give 35% reservation to women in the state. Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan recently announced that 35% vacancies in police and other government jobs will be filled by women. Madhya Pradesh was the first state to introduce 50% reservation for women in elections to panchayats and urban bodies. At the Hangzhou Asian Games in China, India amassed a total of historic 84 medals, including 21 gold, 31 silver and 32 bronze. India is currently in 4th place in the medals tally. This is India's best ever performance at the Asian Games, surpassing the previous best of 70 medals at the 18th edition Asian Games in Jakarta. In archery, Indian men's compound archery team beat South Korea by a score of 235-230 to win gold. Earlier, the trio of Jyoti, Parneet and Aditi secured gold in the women's team compound event, prevailing over Chinese Taipei with a scoreline of 230-228. In squash, Indian mixed doubles pair of Deepika Palikal and Harinderpal Singh Sandhu clinched the gold medal after defeating the Malaysian pair. In Kabaddi, Indian men's team beat Japan by 56-28 in Group A match. India will now proceed to the semi-final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.